Hello, Mr. Postman. Did I get any mail today? No? Okay, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow then. Mr. Postman, did I get mail? Did I get a letter? Did I get a postcard?
Hello, this is Julia. Wow, it's been a while since I'm back in here, but I am back after a long 6-month absence at the station. I was abroad in Copenhagen for the last semester, so it's been a while, but here I am back. Sundays at 4, new time for me. This is Hot Tub Tapes. And as always, you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And it feels so good to say that. Ah, so exciting. I wasn't originally supposed to have a show for the summer. I was going to wait till the fall. But then I actually started having dreams about, like, stroking the fader. And I would wake up in the middle of the night with, like, ideas for sets and things that I wanted to do. So I knew I had to get back in here. And to kick it off with a bang, I've got a super fun show planned for today, and it's about halfway through the year, which is a special time for music. Drum roll, please. It is the time for the mid-year list, where is every major publication will come out with, you know, their list of the best albums of 2022 so far. Some of which I agree with, some of which I don't. So I went through and I kind of made my own mid-year list, and it's a great way to kind of wrap up the music that I've missed playing here on the station for the last 6 months and to get in some records that I think deserve more attention on these silly, arbitrary, stupid lists that we must read and we must care about for some reason. I don't know why. So I just played Postman for you off of Tori Amoah's new album Mahal, which is Tagalog for love. And that is an album that has been getting a lot of traction on the radio these days, maybe on WMFO even, who knows. And I've got a really fun set planned of a lot more good music, and I think it's time to play the next song, and that's going to be Hatchie with Quicksand.
Thank you. still take it for granted. I know I should be happy here. Everything that I wish would happen is staring back at me crystal clear. That's when the pilot takes control.
Through my veins, I'm picking up the pace. Guess I know you don't need me. It is just like the weirdest thing. I want you to believe me that I'm alright. I'll do anything, yeah. You
is running through my veins. I let you walk away, I can't watch all over my face. Now I'm picking up the pace, cause I know you don't need me. It is just life, the weirdest thing. I want you to believe me that I'm
You just heard Another Life by Niloufer Yanya. I know I'm going to butcher that name, but she's British, and this is her third full-length release. Painless is the name of the record, and before that, I played Quicksand by Hachi off of Giving the World Away. And Hachi just came to San Diego, which is where I'm from, and I just missed her. I know she's been touring like crazy across the U.S. in the spring, so I'm hoping that she'll tour again. Make another album, release it, tour again. Preferably in the next year, please. Because I'd like to see her. But I just can't get over how good it feels to be back in the studio. And I wish I could transmit the smell through the airwaves. Because the smell is what is really special about WMFO, as is everything else. But there's just something about the smell that I miss, which is weird. Didn't even know how to smell until I left. But we're going to get right along with our next album, maybe my favorite album of 2022. And if you know me, you know I am the biggest Charlie XCX fan in the whole world. And I found myself listening to a ridiculous amount of Charlie XCX this past semester, even before her new record came out. And then this record dropped, Crash, and I absolutely abused it, like listened to it on repeat at totally inappropriate times for 3 weeks straight. And then I was like, okay, I need to take a break. I can't ruin this album by listening to it too much. And then the deluxe version came out 2 weeks later, and I did the same thing again. But that's just to say, it's an incredible record, and I'm sick of people not taking Charlie XCX seriously. And I just want people to know that she's, you know, not your typical pop star. She has kind of become this cult alternative icon. And there are reasons for that, and I kind of want to do a show on this. So I'm going to save my thoughts on that for a later show. But just know that Charlie XCX knows what she's doing, and a perfect example of that is Crash. And I'm going to play the title track from that album, Crash. Let's get to it.
I'm about to crash into the water, gonna take you with me. I'm high voltage, self-destructive, ended also legendary. I'm about to crash into the water, gonna take you with me. I'm high voltage, self-destructive, ended. Overloading when I'm looking in the mirror. I feel myself, I'm looking way better than ever. Overloading when I'm looking in the mirror. I'm about to crash, I'm about to crash, I'm about to crash, I'm about to crash, I'm about to crash. Be coming back to life again. All or nothing, burning hell, go up heaven sent. Yeah. What's up on the cops, I put it in speed drive. I'm about to crash, 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 I'm about to crash.
watch me, baby. All about a crush, come watch me burn it all down.
Okay, that was Empty My Mind by Dehd, spelled D-E-H-D, kind of clever, a Chicago three-piece, and this is their second album, Blue Skies, and it's got some super cool art. It's like this butterfly, the background's red, and then it's like a blue. You know what? Just listen to the album. Look at it yourself. But this was just released. It's just such a great post-punk album, and they've kind of changed nothing about their sound in the few years that they've been around. It's like really reliable and consistent and makes you want to bang your head a little bit, and that's all I want from music. So it's great. And next up is some more post-punk coming from Ireland, a band called Fontaines DC. DC stands for Dublin City, and this is their album Skinty Fia, which translates to The Damnation of the Deer. Kind of cool. And the track I'm going to play is called Jackie Down the Line, and it's a track that I've also kind of had on repeat for the past couple of weeks. It's just so good. And I love this band. I love their story. They're from Ireland. They moved to England, and this whole album is kind of about like longing for Ireland from being on the road for tour and being in England. And as someone who lives in San Diego but doesn't spend a lot of time there, I can relate to longing for home and not really knowing where home is anymore. And quick shout out to my roommates. Some of them are listening, maybe. And one of them studied in Dublin. So maybe the song is for her. Who knows? This is Jackie Down the Line.
Friend Sally says she knows you, got a funny point of view. Says you got away with murder, maybe once or maybe two. Something happens in the morning when I can't see those failing eyes. I can't find a good word for you. Does it come as a surprise? I don't think we'd rhyme. I will wear you down in time. I will hurt you, I'll desert you. I am Jackie down the line. Said this Sally about a future before you bought off her as well. If all you want is entertainment, if you can't have it, you'll make hell. Don't make no Jacking up a line. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will take up all your time. I will shoot you, I'll go through you. I am Jackie down the line. I don't think we'd rhyme. I will make your secrets mine. I will hate you, I'll debase you. I am Jackie down the line, and I will stone you, I'll alone you. I am Jackie down the line. If I can't make you, I can't break you. I am Jackie down the line. I am Jackie down the line. Do do do. La la la.
That was Band of Horses with Crutch off of their new album, Things Are Great. And this is a record that, this upsets me, you know, because this is not on any mid-year list. And it's such a great record by such a great band who has not released music in 8 years. First release in 8 years. And Band of Horses was such a hugely influential early 2000s, early aughts indie band. And if you remember 2006, Everything All the Time, The Funeral, everyone knows that song. But for them to come back 8 years later with a record that rivals any of their first few is very impressive to me. And I love this song. I love the wordplay of the chorus. Instead of, I have a crush on you, I have a crutch on you. Very cute. But I would die on this hill. I would die on the Band of Horses hill. And I think that this record deserves more attention. And next up, also an album that is kind of flying under the radar this year. Kurt Vile is back with new music. And this is Flying Like a Fast Train.
Check now, hey. That's just, yep.
Thank you.
was Certainty by Big Thief, but before we get to that track, before that, I played Flying Like a Fast Train by Kurt Vile off his new record Watch My Moves in parentheses. I want to know why he put it in parentheses. Tell me, Kurt Vile. But he just announced a bunch of tour dates for this album, so hopefully I'll get to see him in the fall. I would love to see him, but him touring with Courtney Barnett, there will be no better touring pair ever in the future. So I would love for them to tour together again. Maybe the stars will align, that will happen. Who knows? And a fun fact about Kurt Vile is I just found out he used to be part of the War on Drugs, and I don't know how I missed that, but it's pretty huge, pretty cool. And then I played Certainty by Big Thief off of their new album, Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You, quite a mouthful. And you had to know this was coming. I mean, if you've followed music at all for the past year, this has been the album that people have been talking about. I have no doubt it will win a Grammy, if not the Grammy. I don't think Big Thief has reached into Best Record of the Year yet, but maybe alternative-wise, maybe. And it's a massive album, a double LP, 20 songs, and as if we thought Adrian Lenker couldn't do everything before, this certainly proves that they have quite the arsenal, and it's a lot broader in range and scope than her previous stuff, which I really like to see. So not just the super guitar-picky, folky, strummy stuff, like Certainty, this track, but there's something in there for the whole family. So take a look at Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. Next up is Ethel Kane with American Teenager off of her new album, Preacher's Daughter. And I think I will talk about this record after I play it, because I have a lot of thoughts on this record as well. So we'll get into it.
Thank you. Buffalo 66 on DVD.
That was Wet Leg with Wet Dream. Such a fun track name off of their debut album, self-titled Wet Leg. Kind of the most fun record ever. Just, they're so fun. That's it. They're from the Isle of Wight. Kind of an interesting place to be from. And before that, I played American Teenager by Ethel Kane off of her release, Preacher's Daughter. And I knew about Ethel Kane. I wasn't super into her, and then she released this album, and then the New York Times wrote a profile on her, and it's the craziest thing I've ever read. Like, everyone needs to Google Ethel Kane, New York Times, and read this profile. It's insane. And basically, she's, like, from rural Alabama, grew up really religious, and has no desire to be in the limelight whatsoever, and kind of wants to be a recluse and produce music off the grid. And kind of dreamt up this whole Ethel Kane persona, this kind of Southern Gothic Lana Del Rey type deal. And she's planning on like 3 albums, there's a movie, there's all kinds of visual and other stuff incorporated into the storyline. And then she's gonna disappear and never make music again. And it's just such an interesting place to be from and make music. And she's super cool. And I love this record. This is kind of the most poppy cut from it. Everything else is kind of like 8-minute power ballads. And there's this track, A House in Nebraska, that makes me cry every time, but it's 7 minutes long and I won't do that to you on this beautiful Sunday. Maybe one day I will, if we want to cry here in the studio. And before we get back into our last few songs, you know what time it is. It's PSA time. And it's been such a long time since I've read a PSA on air. And I thought I'd read an old faithful, one of my favorites, The Walking is Good Exercise PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Such a great PSA, and I will mention that the photo in the PSA book is of some really interesting anime schoolgirls. Not sure why they chose that, but I don't make the PSAs. All right, next up is Arcade Fire with Unconditional One. Look out, kid.
Look out, kid, trust your heart. You don't have to play the part they wrote for you. Just be true. There are things that you could do that no one else on earth could ever do. But I can't teach you, I can't teach it to you. Look out, kid, trust your mind, but you can't trust it every time. You know it plays tricks on you, and it don't give a damn if you're happy or you're sad. But if you've lost it, don't feel bad, 'cause it's alright to be sad.
I was reminded every measure, riding trade winds, buried treasure. I got on fine with modern living, but must I be such a citizen? And the world still so wild called to me. I was lost, I've been kept on my knees. Trippers and Laskers, they surrounded me. All them describing how they'd like me. All them wanting something special. Bring them roses, sing them blues. And the world still so wild called to me. I've been caught, I was lost on my knees. Appealing to me, advertising, and I was living tight every night.
Okay, that was Wild by Spoon. I know I'm cutting these songs off a little bit, but it's almost time for me to go, and I want to squeeze in one more track. And before that, I played Unconditional One, Lookout Kid by Arcade Fire, and this is off their new album, We, and it's written about the two frontmen, or front people, of Arcade Fire, are Wynn Butler and Regina something or other, and they're married. And this song is about their 9-year-old son, which I thought was really cute, had a good message. And then Wild by Spoon off of Lucifer on the Sofa, their latest release and newest album in 5 years, which is kind of wild. And this track was co-written with Jack Antonoff, who, as we know, has his fingers in every musical bucket ever. He produces everything. It's just insane. How is he 20 places at once? I don't know. But it's about time for me to go, and I hope you enjoyed this mid-year list. Maybe some hot takes, maybe some lukewarm takes. I don't know, but I'll definitely be back in December to do a full year list, and I'm looking forward to see what the rest of 22 has to offer musically-wise. And I'll be back next Sunday at 4, and next Sunday is a special show because it's my birthday. It's my 21st birthday, and I thought, what better way to celebrate than in the studio? I'm going to bring in some special guests, and I've got a super fun set planned, and we're gonna have a freaking party. We're gonna go crazy. So I hope you tune in, call in, dance, do whatever you want, but celebrate because it's my birthday. And until then, I'll leave you with one song, and that is gonna be Invincible by Omar Apollo off his new album Ivory. This features Daniel Caesar, and this song kind of also is a stand-in for every other electronic, not electronic, every hip-hop and R&B song that I can't play on this show because they're explicit. Maybe one semester I'll have a time slot where I can do that, but just a special shout out to all those albums I can't play that I love just as much. And also a shout out to my parents who are listening, all my friends and lovely roommates who I'm so excited to be reunited with, and I'm so happy that they're listening, and anyone else, any surprise listeners out there. Any new listeners out there? I love to hear that people are... My listening pool of 10 people has maybe grown to 12. Who knows? But as always, my name is Julia. You're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Red Medford. Tufts Reform Radio, and this is Invincible.
Since my baby spoke to me, he kissed me, now I love his dopamine. I tried to go to sleep with my brain on 2CP. You won't believe what happened to me.